Hi, I'm Valeria Pena.
And I'm Avery Watley.
And this is our podcast where we share embarrassing stories. There are stories some people will share on their own, and the rest of them we'll share ourselves. And in the end, we'll vote whose is the most embarrassing.
All right, so let's start out with my embarrassing story. I used to go to a private school, and this was many years ago, and we had to wear shorts under our skirts. But one day, I decided not to. And so I was on the playground, and I flipped upside down, and my skirt went up, and everyone saw my underwear. So I turned beet red, and everyone was looking, so that was very embarrassing.
Up next is my embarrassing story. I have a couple, but I'm only going to share two to spare you guys time, because I've done a lot of weird stuff. But the first one, I was rehearsing for a play. We're doing the dress rehearsal, and the dress that I had was way too big for me, and I was, like, constantly tripping over it. But I was doing this big part where I have to, like, sing and dance and everything, and as I was, like, twirling, I tripped over the dress, and I fell. And it was in front of everyone. I was at the center of the stage. But there wasn't, like, a crowd, which is good. I just started laughing. Just laugh it off, you know.
That's awesome.
And I have another one, which isn't as embarrassing. I didn't find it too embarrassing. But now that I think back on it, it's, like, a little embarrassing. But I was just playing soccer with... We were playing soccer in gym. I was, like, running towards the ball. But so was this other kid. He's, like, twice my size. And I, like, ran into him. And I just, like, flew back. And I fell. And my first reaction was just to start laughing. So I was laughing so hard, people thought I was crying. But that's not too bad for me, honestly. This next story is an anonymous story. Basically, what happened was this girl was at Walmart with all her friends. And in this friend group, she had a crush on one of them that we're going to name Liam, because she wanted us to. And her mom pulled up in the parking lot, and she yells across from the parking lot, "Hey, did you see the kid you like, Liam?" And that's embarrassing already, but then when she turned to look at the kid, she sees that he's, like, giving her this disgusted look, which is really rude, and it's really embarrassing for her, and I feel really bad. And, yeah.
That sucks. So this next person would also like to remain anonymous, so let's call him John Doe. And one day, in second grade, his crush wanted him to tie her shoe, and so he went down to help, and just then, he peed his pants. And so he stood up, he was like, "Oh my God, does she see?" And she did. And I feel very bad for this person, and eek, that's really embarrassing.
This next story is also anonymous, like everyone else's pretty much. But nothing too bad happened in this one. They were just riding their bike normally, and then they tripped over some rocks, like, on the bike. And they fell off, and they fainted. Which, like, to us that might not seem really traumatizing, but it could be really embarrassing for that person.
Okay, so this is my embarrassing story. On the second day of school here, as a 7th grader at CTMS, I was in second period when I fell straight into the filing cabinets when I tried to get out of my seat. And everyone was, like, laughing or worrying about me, but it really hurt, and it was really embarrassing. So, yeah, that's my embarrassing story.
My embarrassing story is that when in 6th grade, I was walking and I was putting my backpack away, and the door, and in between the door and the binder is the fire alarm, and Iana stopped looking at me like that, and I was just walking. I put my backpack away, and I'm going to go get my iPad. While I'm doing that, someone trips me and they push me, and the fire alarm goes off. And because we shared a campus with another school, two schools had to walk out. So. Yeah, that's it. And I just remember, I don't really remember anything except that I said sorry to a rock. But you know what, that's okay. Yeah.
Wow. After careful thought of whose is the most embarrassing and the least embarrassing, we have found the answers. So we would say that the least embarrassing is probably the story where the girl falls off of her bike. I think that would be more, like, scary than embarrassing, honestly, in my opinion. The next one would be
my second one where I fell during soccer, because, like, it was an accident. The kid, like, accidentally pushed me back, and most people would either, like, laugh or, like,
I would laugh.
Yeah, or, like, they would feel bad.
I would sort of feel bad, but not really as much as I would be laughing. Anyways, the next one... Sorry, buddy. The next one would probably be where the girl falls into the filing cabinets. And she, well, that's... It's not really that embarrassing. I mean, sure, I can see from her perspective, but I think that I would just laugh. It wouldn't be that embarrassing
for
me.
Yeah, that would make it more embarrassing for the person, not for you. We're trying to look up from their point of view.
No, like, yeah, but if I was in their shoes, I would probably laugh.
Yeah, me too, but I laugh at, like, bad times, so...
Okay, yeah. Well, all right. Next one?
Oh, it's mine again, where I fell during my dress rehearsal, because, like, everyone was, like, making little mistakes and stuff.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't
the only one. It just, like, made more good memories. It was just embarrassing at the moment.
Okay. And then the next one would probably be with the girl's mom embarrasses her in front of her crush at Walmart. Like, that's pretty embarrassing. But I'm sure that she hasn't even talked to that kid in, like, years. So...
You live, you learn.
Yeah. And then the next one?
Oh, that's yours. It's Avery's, where she flips...
Showing
she
my
learned
underwear.
Her lesson. She
yeah.
learned her lesson. I don't get how she was even comfortable, like, not wearing shorts.
Okay, let's move on. Now it comes to two more. The girl who set off the fire alarm and the boy who peed his pants.
I think it's kind of obvious.
Okay, like, well...
It's debatable. But in our opinion...
We picked... The drumroll.
Sounds like an alien.
Thank you. We picked that the boy who peed his pants is the most embarrassing. The girl who set off the fire alarm, that is a big deal, though. I mean, she got second place, because that is super embarrassing.
Honestly,
I would, like,
cry. Kinda, I feel like they're tied for first place, because those things are both...
Yeah. Maybe they got a tie.
Yeah, they tied.
Yeah, so the pee-pee pants and the fire alarm person would be a tie in first. So, bravo.
This next story is an anon. What the heck? I'm trying not to.
Here's another embarrassing story coming up.